Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 48th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 123. Heidelberg Catechism, question 123. What is the second petition? Thy kingdom come, that is, so govern us by your word and spirit that we submit ourselves to you always more and more. Preserve and increase your church. Destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts itself against you, and all wicked devices formed against your holy word, until the fullness of your kingdom come, wherein you shall be all in all. One of the things we should understand about praying, according to the prayer our Lord taught us in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, is that each of the petitions we are to offer will assuredly and most certainly be answered in the affirmative by God himself. God will, and does, hallow his own name before all of creation. God will, and does, forgive us of our sins. God will never lead us into temptation. And as we confess in our meditation today, the kingdom of God will come. It is not a maybe. It is not a possibility. It has been foretold and promised by God, and secured with the blood of his own Son. And so when we pray, thy kingdom come, we do so not wondering if it will come, but in hopeful anticipation of when it comes. For there is coming a time when the fullness of the kingdom of God will come, and the heavens and the earth as we know them will be no more, and Almighty God will be known by every tribe, tongue, and nation, and he will be all in all. Recognizing this, we recognize that our prayer for the coming kingdom is more for God to work his will in us daily until the consummation of the ages, and that we patiently look forward to that day as we seek first the kingdom of God. For this has been the plan of our God from the beginning, a plan secured to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, a plan being worked out by the Holy Spirit throughout the ages. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. As Daniel prophesied in Daniel 7:27, and the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. And as the Apostle John foresaw in Revelation 11, verse 15, then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That day is coming, when the fullness of the kingdom of God will come, and God will be all in all. And we who are members of that kingdom, by grace through faith, will worship and adore him, joining our voices with the elders of heaven in Revelation 11:17 through 18, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. In this, the kingdom of God will come, as he preserves and increases his church, as he destroys the works of the devil, and every power that exalts itself against him, and all wicked devices formed against him, until he is truly all in all, that to God alone be the glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.